This is the last, the end of, tail end of Simin Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Tes, Nun and Aleph. Interesting halacha. Mutter lirchayt yodov v'nor b'shamos v'ashle yitzim yomayim shalim chutz l'nor dal aramis. The halacha is you let her wash your hands in the river, but you're not allowed to take them out from the river, which has the din of a carmelis, to the outside of the river, the banks of the river. The reason why dal aramis is because pashtis outside of the river is also carmelis. So you're going from a carmelis to a carmelis. The only problem Batsim would be to go dal aramis. However, points out the Mishnah Berurah, if it would be Rishus HaRavim, then you wouldn't be able to take it out from the carmelis to Rishus HaRavim b'chol. Now it's an interesting halacha l'chura, because l'chura we would have thought to say that the water is tuffel to you. It's insignificant. You dipped your hands in the water, it has no chashivas after you washed your hands. And therefore, the same way that we say with extra buttons and these other things, broken loops, if you're not planning on fixing them, then they're tuffel. And this would also be considered tuffel. We see over here that it doesn't. That's not the case. And Betzman has a chashivas. The Aruch HaShabbos brings down something very interesting from the stipler. The stipler, when he used to go into the mikvah on Shabbos, he wouldn't wait till he dried off his hair and his beard or whatever it was. He would run from, or walk without stopping, from the mikvah to the shul, Rishus Yochid, Derech Karmelis, or Derech Rishus Rabim, or presuming that it doesn't have Rishus Rabim, Mizmanenu, only Din Karmelis. Therefore, it was a Shvus, the Shvus, B'mokim Tvila, says Aruch HaShabbos. Perek Yud Gimel Ha'aret Tzadi. You hear this? Shvus the Shvus. Where do we get this from? The Shvus, it's Karmelis, Kilach, and Haytah Kilach Ayad. The water is in his beard, or it's on his head. He was able to dry the rest of his body. So the problem is drying the hairs. Dalanamis and a Karmelis. It's the Cholpach, it doesn't mean they're abundant. Doesn't mean they're abundant to go from Rishus Yach to Rishus Yach to Derech Karmelis. Seder. So it doesn't mean they're abundant. So it's Haytah Kalach Haryad in the Karmelis. Which is the Chura, Shvus to Shvus. But Malcolm Tzul the Tzibur says, that was, he was Mekom. Tifvila. Tifvila, dipping, and praying.
Which one? Both.
He dipped, and he was Semech Lahakal to pray with the masses. Right. So we would have thought to say just wake up 5 minutes earlier and wait till it dries. Right? I'm saying, well, who told you to go ahead and be Semech on the Shabbat? Everyone is Leitzel Cheshbon. So there you have it. Everyone was Leitzel Cheshbon, and therefore, somebody once came, Moshe Reichman once came to Rabbi Yashiv, and he told him that he wants to learn with him for an hour a month. He's willing to pay millions of dollars to learn with him for an hour a month. Is millions of dollars to change my schedule? Come on. What are you fooling? Change my schedule once a month, I should have to know an hour? Come on. It's probably not worth it. So everybody's asking Cheshbon down to the minute. There are those type of people that their entire day is off when, like, they answer too many questions in the morning. The rest of the day is off by 2 minutes. Yoitzim epishtim enupats is sif nun, which is really people that don't have so much hair. They try to put on some sort of wig. That is not a problem. If it's a proper wig, certainly it's not a problem. This is talking about Yoitzim, which is not a proper wig. There's also a shayla of muksa, the shayla of... but if you already designated for Shabbos, not a problem. Certainly a wig or a toupee or these type of things are not a problem. And you don't have to be chayshu, they're going to take it off either, Hashem, by either one of them. And Mutter Lotis Mimitz Nefes is the Sif Nun Aleph, which is really the Din of Tachshitin. And we'll see that Be'ezer Hashem a little bit more, I hope, in Shin Gimel, which we're going to now, since we already learned Shin Beis. We're going to skip this in Shin Gimel and see the practical applications really of Shin Aleph. The Ramah kept on sending us, the Ramah and Mishabur kept on sending us to Shin Gimel. Shin Gimel Yud Ches is a big yisayid of, are we choshesh bizmanenu for all the choshesh that we were choshesh for in Shin Aleph? Or do we say bizmanenu that there's no Rishus HaRavim, and therefore all the things are be'etzem.